It's Friday's Ballarat Today at 3BA with Brett Mack as we talk about a really exciting new business growth program coming to town. It's an exciting new partnership. Love the name. Ready, Set, Grow. Let's find out about it with Christina Lee from the Federation Business School and David Spear from Runway Ballarat. Christina, David, good morning to you both.
Morning, Brett.
Morning, good morning,
Christina.
Brett.
This is an exciting partnership, isn't it? We've got Commerce Ballarat, Runway and the uni coming together. David, tell us how the partnership formed.
Yeah, it's a fantastic partnership. I mean, Runway has been working in partnership with Federation Uni and Commerce Ballarat for several years now on a range of different things. We're absolutely thrilled this year to be partnering with Commerce Ballarat and Federation University to support the 2021 Business Excellence Awards. And as part of that program, we'll be delivering this Ready, Set, Grow business growth program to support the ability of businesses to find new growth opportunities, validate and test those and take them to market.
Yeah, we'll get into how the process works in just a moment. Christina, what a year for businesses 2020 was. I mean, you as Dean of Federation Yes. Uni's Business School, you must have seen it. Your heart must have broke on occasions.
Yes, absolutely. When we were told by Jody that there's not going to be an Excellence Award in 2020, I was just thinking to myself, what are we going to do? But I think we had a fantastic program that continued to connect with businesses. And that was important. I think the Business Award, it's all about connection and immersion with the business community in Ballarat. So this year is going to be a banger.
It is. It's the return of. It's great that Fed Uni has stuck with the awards too, because we know it's been tough in the university sector as well. So for you guys to continue your sponsorship, outstanding, Christina. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. The pandemic has actually affected every sector of business, and higher education is not immune to that, and especially with the international students drying up. So we had a tough time, but I think we are ready to grow. And we look forward to something new and exciting in the new year.
And of course, Christina, entries are open now for this year's awards.
Absolutely. So put in your entries. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity to not only showcase your business, but also to improve and to see where the gaps are and where you can inject more life into your business. So I would really encourage all businesses to think about, nominating yourselves or getting somebody to nominate you for the awards.
Yeah, it's a revealing process, but a rewarding one at the same time, Christina.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, David from Runway, let's step through how Ready, Set, Grow works. There's really three components, and let's face it, you're going to have to give up a bit of your time as a business owner, but the rewards are going to be there. Tell us about Ready. That's stage one. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, I think, firstly, you're quite right. A little bit of investment of time is involved, but the good news is it's very practical and hands-on. You're actually working in and on the business during the program. It's, while there's key bits of knowledge involved in this program, it's really about the application of that knowledge. So the time that is spent is immediately applicable for people. So to your point, there are three stages, Ready, Set, and Grow. That's quite deliberate. They are sequenced that way so that people can validate and test their ideas before investing too much time and energy in going big on something that might not yet be proven. So the first stage, Ready, is very much about working with a cohort of businesses to look at what's going on outside in the world, outside of their business, see how that might be affecting them in a positive or negative way, identifying new opportunities, and then starting that creative process of coming up with ideas as to how they might either deal with the challenges they're confronted with or capture a new opportunity that they've identified.
I love the approach, David, because it can really... Look, let's face it, not all ideas are great ideas. This could actually capture some that aren't the best and sort of put them to the side before you get too far. I'm sure a lot of businesses don't often do that.
That's a very key point, and designed specifically into the program structure is, The big idea is often 5% of a successful business, be it Uber or Airbnb, 95% of its successful execution. So the process is very much about identifying that opportunity, but validating and testing it so people don't get too far ahead of themselves with money or time spent on something that may not really resonate with the market.
And David, I love the fact too, this is not just about developing plans. This is actually getting them out there, actually doing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Ready program, that first stage, is run over about 2 weeks. It's made up of 5 2-hour facilitated sessions that are done online in a group environment. But once we've provided the key knowledge and thinking to activate people in the way we've just described, they then go and apply that. So they're applying about 20 hours over 2 weeks working in and on the business.
Christina, how important is it for businesses to work on their business at this point in time?
Oh, I think it is absolutely important right now, because I think we should, with the stage is set for lots of opportunities, and unless we seize it now, somebody else would take it.
That's right.
So I would encourage people to really analyze and see where they're at now and where they want to go, you know, and be honest with themselves, because I think sometimes we could be too narrow in the way we think, and we have blinkers on and we think we're the best in the world, but really if you look at somebody else, we may not be the best. But how do we get to be the best and find out what is unique about our business, what is unique that of Ballarat, for instance, that we can sell to the not just Ballarat people, but to whole of Victoria, to Australia, internationally. What can we do to showcase what we have in Ballarat?
Yeah, it's an exciting initiative, Ready, Set, Grow, but you haven't heard all of it yet, because it's not going to cost you a whole lot. You might be in business this morning thinking, oh, my goodness, it sounds wonderful. How am I going to get involved? Yeah. David, this has been completely subsidised by Commerce Ballarat.
Yeah, that's right. So it's very, very generous. I think recognising the current economic environment and context, Commerce Ballarat in partnership with Runway and Federation University have subsidised this. So there is no cost to the 20 businesses that apply and are accepted into this program. There are only 20 places. Mm-hmm. And the 10 best ideas from that first stage ready will then go on to build out in the get set component of the program into their business model to get ready to take it market. So it's really significant value. It would normally cost a business at least $1,650 to do that first stage of the program. Okay, so it's substantial. And if the businesses move forward, we've had businesses work with us that have landed hundreds of thousands of dollars or multi-million-dollar deals that help grow their businesses. So really, it's a great investment of your time and energy.
David, we might have to get you back on the program maybe in a few months' time.
Sure.
Once some of these ideas have been, born and rolled out and successful. We'd love to hear what's actually happened.
And with those businesses that have been through too, that would be great.
Yeah, it would be terrific. So we'll make a date there, David. And Christina from Federation University, just one more shameless plug for the Business Excellence Awards, please.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to get your nominations in. You have to promote who you are and showcase what you have. So I think we need to get our, get our act together and do it now. I think you should just go online in the commerceballarat.com website.
It's going to be a special night too, the return of the actual awards night as well, Christina.
Oh, we are looking forward to
there'll be a buzz in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had one whole year of nothingness. It's like it's gone into oblivion, Now let's all get back together and really enjoy what we have, the freedom we have this year.
Christina Lee from Federation Business School and David Spear from Runway Ballarat. To both of you, thanks for your time on Ballarat today.
Thanks for having us, Brett.